What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch Podcast. If you are new here, make sure you hit the subscribe button and that you leave a review. Love it or hate it, I want to hear from you. This is not a monetized podcast. The only commercials I do are the ones that I benefit myself from, which means I plug my books. Yes, what? Brandon Lynette is an author. Hi, my name is Brandon Lynette. I am the mother of six, married, got a fuck ton of animals, and yeah, I do some things on the side that I'm super excited about, but this podcast is definitely a passion. So if you are new here, make sure you subscribe, tune in, all the things, leave a review, bitch. I don't monetize this. You don't pay for it, but it does cost you. And make sure you share it with a friend if you love it. So today it is like confidence week. Okay. I'll fill you guys in on some personal shit here because why not? I'm an open book and you guys, I've never hid the fact that if you are in the arena, you're getting your motherfucking ass kicked. And by arena, I mean every day that you wake up and you activate God mode and you're like, hell yeah, protect me, God, I'm here, let's do this shit, right? He's going to be like, all right, here you go. And then you're going to be tested in a lot of areas of your life. Even when you think that you've grown and you're strong and you're confident and you're coaching fucking powerful women and doing all the things, but you're still going to get the wind knocked out of you 100%. So anyway, tune into that. Today we are going to talk about seven steps to social confidence. Okay. So we want to talk about confidence, self-esteem. Bitch, I gave you the podcast that tells you the difference of those. If you are new, make sure you backtrack and kind of listen to some previous ones. Just fucking binge it. I mean, spend the day with me and then tell me about it because that's super hot. I want to know that you spend the day with me because I appreciate you. I am thankful for you tuning in today. It does mean a lot. I'm here for you. That's why. So we're going to get some steps to social confidence because this is a big thing. This is a big thing. And I've coached women that are absolutely adamant about not showing up on social media because this is a social area. Okay. But it's not even the kind of area like this is easy for me. Being on this podcast, recording a voiceover, there's no camera. I mean, there is, but nobody ever sees it, right? It's very different than like recording the TikToks. I'm still very fucking uncomfortable with those. I'm very awkward and I stumble over my words and it's just a hot fucking mess. But I know I'm never going to get good if I don't practice. So I continue to show up because what's the worst thing that can happen on social media? People are going to talk shit. Ooh, still doesn't pay my bills, bitch. Only thing it does is it could deter me to not make money from my bank account. So in that case, they're like taking money out of your pocket. So you have to stop giving a fuck about what people think, right? I think that was two episodes ago, in case you're wondering. So I'm excited about this, but I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit. I'll fill you in because I have not recorded for a minute. I did some pre-recording on Monday, I believe. And so today is Wednesday. No, I pre-recorded on Sunday, bitches. Didn't I? I think I did. Holy shit. Okay. So I pre-recorded these episodes. Usually I do it day by day, but I didn't. And I'm very glad because I gave myself some space and just some, you know, just some whatever. But here we are on Wednesday. I do not have a naked cat. Okay. If you are invested and you are tuned into my experience, I don't have a naked cat. I'm not giving up. Absolutely not. No way. Brandon doesn't do that. But I did learn a valuable lesson because I'm looking for a grown cat. What happens is these cats get bred. And then once they're done having litters, like 2, 3, 4 years old, they're rehomed, which I think is a fucking tragedy. I think it's heartbreaking and not fair to a cat that has lived its whole life in a home with a family and gave them all the babies and then has to just fucking go start over. Okay. So I'm really stuck on adults, but I learned something today from a breeder that I'm very excited about. So my search continues and I feel like what hasn't happened for me has been a blessing. Okay. Cause I was after a 5-year-old male. And what I learned today is that generally, once a male is retired for breeding, they get fixed, right? Because these people want to protect their lines and all the things. So they snip their balls. So these cats for 5 years have been on-demand baby-making machines. So that's what they want to do. When they can't do that, they're aggressive, right? And understandably so. They're fucking aggressive. And then another thing is that they will pee and poop everywhere outside of your house. Like they just mark the shit out of your house because they're not happy. So things that happen. So now I know that I probably don't want a retired male. So I'm on the hunt for a mama. I'm on the hunt for a mama. And I feel like that's kind of who I relate to the most. Like she gives birth to all these babies. Okay. And they nurse for a solid fucking 12 weeks. Like she just gives her whole life to these babies and she never gets to enjoy life with them. They're all taken from her. And then she loses her home. And I just feel like I relate to that. So the search is on. Not to say I would turn down like a magical connection that I have to a kitten, but in the moment, I think I'm after the mamas. Okay. So that brings you up to speed on that point. Another thing I want to talk about, I just did a TikTok about this. So if you follow me there, you're going to see it, where I talk about your growth and how it plays a part in each relationship in your life. Okay. I have grown so much as a person, like beyond measure. I've grown. I'm not the same person I was like 6 months ago. Okay. Let alone, I mean, if you haven't met me in the past 6 months, bitch, you don't fucking know me. Like there is no, you do not know who the fuck I am. And I say that with all the confidence because you just don't. I'm not the same person. And that's great. But sometimes we get in this little like safety net of like we've changed so we can handle everything with the same grace and poise that we are facing. So I've leveled up my marriage. I'm not the same person. I'm not reactive. I'm not crazy. You know, like that's all. I'm not trying to like gaslight him. You know, I backed up on my narcissistic tendencies, bitch. Okay. I let the man live. I've leveled up in my relationships with my two older girls. If you're new here, I have six altogether. Okay. Age 20 is the oldest and 4 is the youngest. So bear with me. The two oldest, we've navigated some rough spots in our relationship. I have a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old. They're both in college, in and out of home, in between semesters and Christmas breaks and all the things. We went through a lot, and it took a lot for me to humble myself to be able to just be that parent that needs to say, I'm sorry, and work through the things. Well, out of the blue today, okay, my 14-year-old son, who's about to be 15 in like a week, 10 days, something like that, 11 days, he messages me from school today. God, I think I'm going to cry right now. Hold on. That's not what he messaged me, but I didn't think it would be that emotional talking about this. Okay. He messaged me from school and he's like, I'm going to Michael's apartment, and that's his biological dad. Okay. And I was like, what? Because he doesn't go there until Friday. Right. I'm like, no, you're not. And he's like, yes, I am. I'm not happy at home. I can't come home. I'm just not happy. And I started evaluating the conversation. My first response is, you're coming home. You're coming home. You're 14 years old. You don't make this choice. You know, we have an agreement. It's it's written in law, all the things. I freaked out. Okay. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. But I had the sense to sit back and think about every way I was reacting. Okay. The number one thing we do as parents is we take things personal. And another thing we do is we think that because we've grown in one area of our lives, that doesn't, we have to continue to grow each relationship. Okay. I've not had to grow through my relationship with my son because he's just been my baby. I didn't realize how much we were growing apart because I'm just in the Brandon Lynette zone. I just get in that space of like, I'm doing my thing. I'm happy. Everybody should be happy, right? Mom is happy. Everybody should be happy. And yeah, it knocked the wind out of me. Like I was just super emotional, like sick to my stomach. I was very reactive. Okay. I'm not reactive anymore to my husband. I'm not reactive anymore to my girls. I'm not reactive anymore to like personal things that happen in my life. You bring a new person into the equation, someone I've not had to have adult conversations with. And all of a sudden, like I'm reactive. Okay. Not my proudest moment. And it's fine. He did end up coming home tonight. I talked to him on the phone before I went to work and, you know, we had a good conversation. And then, I got home from work tonight. He waited up for me. So we got to have this conversation where, you know, I meditated on the way here. I prayed about this, where we have to give our kids the space for their truth. Even if it's far-fetched, right? He said he didn't feel loved here. And that's a very hard pill to swallow. If you know me, I'm obsessed with my kids. Love them is all I do. But that doesn't mean that I express it right. It doesn't mean that I express it in their language. It doesn't mean that they always get to see it. And he's coming into his own now. Like, you know, that stage between becoming independent and still being a boy and just navigating. He's a fucking teenager. That's the worst years of any kid's life, right? The emotion, the anger, the frustration. He gets annoyed. You know, he's got little siblings. He's got three kids below him and he's just at his limit and I get it. So we did have a great conversation. I gave him the space to speak his truth. And I got a chance to apologize. I think so many times as parents, we take everything personal, you know, and there was a point where I just had to say, look, I am incredibly sorry that you're not feeling loved here because that was never my intention. And bitch, it's never our intention to hurt people, but we still do it, okay? No matter what, bitch, you're going to do something to your kids, okay? It's never intentional, but I can give you the best piece of advice I've ever given myself, and that is to own your shit and move on. I know that I've been like that snappy mom lately and just kind of like disassociated because the kids are fighting. I'm telling my two boys, can I just tell you guys, like they are feisty. Like they fight each other 24 hours a day. I'm talking mentally, emotionally, physically. It's insane to me. Like I just kind of checked out and didn't even realize it. Didn't even realize it. And how much I've hurt him is heartbreaking. So we have to re-navigate things of just like, you know, we're going to do a daily check-in. I think something I do take for granted is that I am in constant conversation with God, and it's not something that I bring to the plate of my kids every day where I'm like, all right, you guys, let's talk to God. Okay. A lot of people, I don't know why people, if you are a Christian, and you believe in God and I talk about meditation, you're like, oh, you heathen. Like people think it's something that is not related to him. Number one, meditation is all over the Bible. And this is the only time I can have a clear path to him. Is meditation. That's where all the bullshit leaves. My ego gets out of the way. I'm not praying for the things, right? I'm praying for the things that matter. I'm not like, oh my God, please give me this new house. That's like some bullshit. Okay, you talk to God. I go into meditation. I'm not thinking about a house or anything. I'm connecting my energy to something that is far beyond what I could fathom in this physical world. So I think, you know, before we said goodnight, he wanted to pray. And that meant a lot to me. I think that's something that I really need to take the time and nurture with him. That's what he needs, is to see that physical moment of like praying. And I've kind of gotten in my mindset of like, when I pray out loud to God, it doesn't feel as genuine to me. When I turn my ego off and I'm praying, I mean, there's power in that. There's power in that connection. It is a spiritual conversation. It's not just Brandon's words of like, God, help us heal our relationship, you know, take care of my family. And don't get me wrong. There are times, you know what I'm saying? Like there are times that's necessary. I get that. And if you're not on your knees now praying, I promise God will give you a reason to be there. Like that's what happens. Like he likes his attention. Okay. So just some things I know we need to do to strengthen our relationship. And that's something he prayed for tonight. And my mama heart couldn't be happier of just like, you know, we had a mature conversation. He said things that he wasn't sure he knew how to articulate. And I think sometimes when kids are afraid to speak, it's because they don't think it's safe. They think they're going to say something and get a reaction. And I hope tonight that I, you know, pushed forward in earning his trust that he could tell me anything. I don't think there's anything worse than a mother could hear outside of like, I don't feel loved at home. I don't feel loved. Like there's nothing worse. And thank God I handled it with some grace and some poise and took responsibility of how he could feel like that. It's easy for me to look back and think, God, Brandon, you've been hard on him. You've been nagging him. You've been disconnected. I wouldn't feel loved either. Right. So we're working through a lot, but I guess I'm sharing this with you because especially if you're a mom of different kids, like every kid needs that attention and they're in a different season, right? They're in a different season. But no matter how much you've grown as a person, you're going to have to grow in that relationship too, if it fucking matters. That's it. If it matters to you, you're going to have to grow with them on a personal level, one-on-one. And this is a great lesson for me because now I can look at my 12-year-old and save us some strife because I can catch that. I could catch it now of like, okay, he's changing and I need to evolve with that. He's not my older girls. You know, that was easy because I'm a girl. I know what we're going through. I know what to expect. Bitch, as much as it seems like I have a set of balls because I'm fucking fearless, I don't, I can't pretend to know what it's like to be a male. And not just that, they're torn in between homes. I don't have a co-parent to work with. Okay. Absolutely no co-parent. In fact, my phone number is blocked. Okay. So that's how far my reach goes in like coming together for the better of, you know, my kids. I can't, you know, and Benjamin and I have a good safe space for them. I told, you know, my son tonight, I'm proud of how you get to see our relationship work because you're getting to see, you know, the love without the toxicity. There's no fighting, you know, we laugh, we joke, we I mean, we just genuinely love each other. We genuinely like each other. That's a safe environment. That feels good. But nothing beats like your biological parents being able to navigate and work together for you. And they miss that. And, you know, God help us. I wish something could change so that could change. But it just, as of now, our current reality is I don't have a co-parent. I don't have a co-parent, and that sucks. So we're working on the best with what we have, and I feel good about our relationship going forward. So thank you guys for listening to my therapy session with Brandon Lynette. We are going to get to an absolutely fire podcast, but for now, why not spill my personal business? Because I'm an open book. Bitch, I'm an open book. So let's jump into it, you guys. This is Confidence Self-Esteem Week. So let's get into our 7 steps of social confidence. Depending on like your natural fucking personality type and your social experiences from when you were born until now, you might be the most socially confident person you know, or the least. I mean, we could go either way, but most of us are falling in the middle. Okay. We fall in the middle. That's it. I'm sure you could work room if you wanted to, but there's always room for improvement. Okay. Hint, the story of life, bitch. You're never getting out of the fucking arena. You are getting your ass kicked every day you wake up and you're like, all right, God, I'm ready. Let's face the day. Like, you'll get it, bitch. You're going to get it. Okay. Your ability to interact with others impacts your self-concept. It impacts your career, your social life, your personal life, all of your life. And the truth is, life is more fun and a lot easier if you're confident around other people. But you know that feeling when you walk in a room and you're not sure who's there and you're hoping they like you and you're just sweating your balls off and you're not even going to work the room, right? The whole time you're just like in your head of like, blah, blah, blah. And then you leave and you have the biggest regrets. You're like, man, I wish I would have talked to her. I wish I would have introduced myself to her. I wish I would have had the confidence to go over there and say hi to them. I wish I could have met them. Oh my gosh, I was right there. Like, you don't recover from that. That's like a scar for life, okay? So if you want to have fun and you want it to be easy, then feel confident, right? That changes everything. The skills that make this possible are well known, but they're fucking uncomfortable to develop. That's the truth. There's no reason not to greatly increase your abilities if you're willing to be a little bold, okay? Bold. Have you read Fuck Luck Bitches? You should. It's a really good book, and we talk about what it takes to succeed and how to create luck in your favor, and that if you really want to be lucky, you've got to be brave. Okay. That's fortune favors the bold. Okay. You've got to talk to a lot of people. You become more comfortable with something when you do it a lot. Okay. That's all there is to it. You become more comfortable with something when you do it a lot. Most confidence issues are based on fear. By talking to a lot of people, you show yourself that there's nothing to be afraid of. And fortunately for you, bitch, I'm going to tell you a little secret. There are people everywhere. Like, if you're one of my work from home babes and you're not talking to people on the internet, I'm going to tell you right now, go get a part-time job that involves speaking to people. Fucking waitress, okay? Become a salesperson, customer service rep, any job that requires you interacting with others. Number one, you're going to make some money, but you're going to fucking level up your skills. Schedule a social life. You want to know what I did? I became a bartender 3 nights a week. That's my social life. Not even joking. I needed to go to work tonight. You have no idea. You have no idea. Schedule your social life. Be sure that you have a few hours of social activity planned into each week. Okay. Get out of the house and have fun with other people. Go watch some movies and study the confident, powerful characters. Watch how they stand, how they move, how they use eye contact. Eye contact is everything. You can own a motherfucker by making eye contact. That's it. That's all there is to it. They're putty in your hands. But what is it about these characters that make them seem so in control and formidable? Superhero shit, okay? Like someone that could just walk in and own a fucking room. Right. And it's not that they're like more attractive or prettier, because if you really zoom into background characters, there's plenty of attractive background characters. Okay. What made this character stand out? What is that level of confidence? What movie character do you wish you could be like? I mean, pick one. I know you guys have one. I don't know who I would pick. I guess maybe Who is someone I would pick? Like, Wonder Woman comes fast to my mind because she kind of changed the narrative on powerful women, right? Like, that's a big deal. And she's confident as hell, just owns everybody in the room. So I guess that would be one of my first characters. Okay. And really, I don't know. Study the character. Pick your favorite movie character, study them. This is rich. Okay, we're gonna say this is rich because I feel like I'm talking to myself tonight. And I guess that's part of why I love doing this podcast, because I do get to work out a lot of shit. But you've got to have controlled emotional reactions. Like fucking James Bond. You could tell him he has mustard on his shirt and a satellite was about to fall in a building and he's going to smirk at you and then say something funny or sarcastic and take another bite of his hot dog before doing anything. My kid has me watching this show called Blacklist. I don't recommend it because it is an emotional re roller coaster and I just am like over the whiplash. Okay. It's insane. But Raymond Reddington, and I can't think of the actor's name right now. I'm telling you guys, like, he's newly one of my favorite actors, 100%. And I can't fucking remember his name, but he plays Raymond Reddington. So just Google that. I'll show you who he is. But he is that person. His confidence is fucking everything. Like, he's teaching me about my role in life. Like, when I grow up, I want to be like him. Maybe not like killing people and shit, but I mean, don't put it out of the question, okay? I'm never gonna like draw a line in the sand anywhere because life changes so fast and suddenly I don't know who the fuck I am gonna be tomorrow. I just don't. So anyway, he's like the most confident person and he underreacts. Like there's never anything that gets him going, okay? I saw him cry one time and that's when like his supposed daughter faked her death. He thought she was dead. And that was the only time like he reacted, but that's the truth. You're gonna react with your kids, you're gonna overreact. But practice underreacting with everything else in your life. That's fucking solid fucking confidence. Like just underreact. Like I look at people and I'm just like, "Ooh, yeah, the building's burning. I get it." And it's been so much fun. So I just have to practice doing this with my kids, okay? You've got to maintain. I'm telling you that eye contact is a fucking game changer. Like you look at people and I could tell people like I stare till they look away. That's it. Like that's my hi, how you doing? And I wait till they look away because that right there, like I just gave myself the power and the confidence to just own the shit. That's it. Look everyone in the eye with great confidence. Like not in a staring contest, but you can't lower your eyes in difference if you want to be viewed as a powerful person. Practice eye contact with everyone that crosses your path. Just do it. And I know sometimes it's awkward. Sometimes it is fucking awkward, okay? But just do it. Another thing, okay, and this is something one of my mentors, Sean, he's amazing. He taught me about our what do you call it? How come I can't ever think of words, bitch? I can't ever think of words because it's fucking midnight and I've been up since 6 a.m. Okay, that's why I can't think of words. But your like your alter egos, whatever you want to call it, like you know, you've got a joker, a queen, your archetypes, bitch. Okay. There's the word. I don't know why it took me that long to figure it out, but it's fine. It's fine. Nobody's dying and all the things. Okay. What you should do is stand tall. And he taught me that. Like, if you're a queen, you're going to be in power. Like, queens don't give a fuck. They just sh share the rules. Like, this is how it is. And like, they don't quarrel and grovel and fucking beg or anything. They're like, heads up, their chest is out. And that's something he really taught me because obviously, if you have generous breasts, you lose a level of confidence and you kind of cower back. You start to because it seems to be that's where everybody looks. And at some point, you're just like, motherfucker, it's fine. My eyes are up here. But I've learned I don't care. So I do that. Like I stand tall, and it changes everything. It changes everything. You put your shoulders back, tits out, bitch. Like they're there for a reason. Just put them out there. Slouching and appearing smaller absolutely has no place in your life because the way you have your body language is the way your energy is going to follow. Okay. If your body language is like, oh, I'm just going to lay on the couch and take a nap, but you're going to be out in like 10 minutes. If your body language is like, oh, I'm going to go jump on the treadmill and get crazy, and you get out there and you start hauling ass, you're going to fucking pump yourself up. Body language is related to your energy. So get over whatever you're trying to do and just fucking do this. Stand tall and keep the same posture. If you're talking to a room full of people or fucking taking the trash to the curb, okay? Another thing is create social opportunities. There's many ways you can make yourself the center of attention. Some of us really struggle with this. So we do things like get massive tattoos and wear glorious face makeup and ride motorcycles. And we do these things and we're just loud. We get a podcast and share it with everyone. But seriously, make yourself the center of attention. Have a party. Start a meetup group. Inform your peers with one of your goals and start a group about it. Maybe you want to start a walking club or a weight loss club. Attend networking events. That has been the game changer for me. That's how Brandon Lynette grew the fuck up, going to networking events. Get a group of people together and go to the movies or dinner. Get friends together for a poker night. Okay? Do the things. I found my power in networking events 100%. I'm not the person that's going to be like, hey, bitch, come over and let's play cards. Like, that's not who I am. You'll find your way. Okay. You don't have to do all of these things. I'm saying pick one and just go ham. Expect success. Remind yourself of your successful social interactions in the past. Visualize success in the future. Have high expectations for interactions in all social situations. I tell myself my intention for work every single day is I'm going to meet someone great today. Who do I get to meet today that either they're going to need something from me or I'm going to need something from them? And I just start creating a list of contacts. Imagine entering a room full of strangers and boldly speaking with the most attractive or influential person there. The world would be your fucking oyster. Not even joking. That confidence would overflow into other parts of your life. And the skills of confident and effective communicators are widely known and available. Get a handle on this important part of your life. It will never be the same. Hire a fucking coach. Hire a mindset coach, okay? We know something, bitch. We know a big secret. I mean, I've made it not a secret. It's in you. You can be this person. How much would your life change? Write that fucking down. Make that your homework tonight. How much would my life change if I had complete and total social confidence? No one is above you. We are the same, but you can command attention and feel good about it. You can do it and still remain humble. You're not a pompous ass unless you're a pompous ass. That's it. You understand? I love you, bitch. This is your social confidence. We are going to get you loud and proud and in charge of your life, no matter what it takes, no matter how many times I have to repeat these episodes and repeat these words to you. You matter and you're worthy to be the center of attention. This is your fucking life. You are the center of your own world. That's it. That's it. You are creating your reality. You're creating your present. Own your power as a spiritual being, as a master creator. Bitch, if you're listening to this, it's a full moon. Set your intention, do your things, do what you have to do. The moon is a powerful force of energy in our reality. Absolutely. Use it to your advantage, okay? Set your intentions, do the cleansing, do the releasing, do the healing. I got to cry a lot today. I got to cry a lot. I didn't think I was going to get out of bed and go to work. Honest to God. I'm like, I told my son, I feel like we just went through a major breakup and I don't know how to handle it. It was so tough. Like, my love wanted to leave me and I was just not okay. I was not okay. Babes, pray for us. If you're the praying type, just pray for us because he is the love of my life. Like, this kid is the sweetest fucking, he's been the cutest ass kid. Like, he's just like, he's weird like me. His weird matches my weird. And I know that's going to have us butting heads sometimes. It's still going to be beautiful for us when we can come together. So that's all. Thanks for tuning in today. It's Thursday, bitch. It's fucking Thursday. Oh my God. It's already going to be the weekend. I can't believe I record tomorrow and that's it. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see. Tune in for tomorrow's episode of what the fuck is happening in Brandon's life because it's a fucking hot mess and we love it. And she doesn't hide shit. She's an open book and she's showing us that it's fucking possible. You hear me, bitch? It's possible. And moms, if you don't watch my TikTok, I did a really just beautiful reminder of like, you're doing a good job. Even though you're fucking up, bitch, I get it. We are all fucking up, okay? You're still doing a good job. And it's just a matter of, you know, figuring out where you need to recalibrate to make things better. We're growing together. We've never lived through tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new fucking day. Nobody knows what's coming. So why can't we have some grace and patience and just fucking grow through it? No expectations, like we have to have it all figured out. Those people out there telling you they have it all figured out are the people you should be the most afraid of, okay? I'm not figured out shit and I'm having a great time. Like I'm years ahead what I thought I should be, okay? No one should be at peace in their life at this age with where they are unless you're having a great fucking time. That's what you're meant to be doing. You don't have to have it all figured out. Just have a great fucking time and just have grace and patience and compassion and be willing to work through current events in your life. I don't care about what's going on in the news. I care about like, fuck, how am I going to make my son feel loved today? Like, how can I show him this? And how can I prevent myself from being disconnected? That's a fucking fucked up trait that Aquarius people have. Is that we become the most emotionalist people. Like, I'm a walking fucking paradox, okay? I'm that person that loves the most, and people that know me are like, oh my God, she's so loving and she's so great. And I'm also the coldest fucking bitch you could ever know. Like, it doesn't take much for me to flip that switch, and it's so bizarre. I can't even understand it for myself, so I can't expect my kids to figure it out, right? So now I just have this conscious awareness of like, I need to show love today. I need to be present here and make sure that, you know, the Ice Queen is not who showed up today. We need Brandon Lynette, the loving mom, the patient mom, the all the things. Okay. So anyway, I'm rambling now because I'm fucking exhausted. Love you, bitches.